The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at a table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. John Adams said that America needs law because men are not angels. So the last line of the other great patriotic song is, "Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law." And Galatians 5, what I chose today, is harsh. It has all those listing of sins. But before he ever gets into that, in Galatians 5, he says, "For freedom Christ set us free, and freedom is not an excuse to do what we want, to give rein to the selfishness of our lives." And yet nothing is so exalted in the United States of America as freedom. It's always about freedom, to do whatever we want, whenever we want, all the time. And yet it is the country that has allowed our Catholic faith to grow, even in the midst of persecutions that were very real or just kind of insidious most of the time in the 19th century, which kind of fell to the wayside, and then they've come back again. To really live the faith is to be persecuted. But yet America is the most democratic country and the country where the Roman Catholic religion makes the most progress. And Alexis de Tocqueville, a Frenchman who visited the United States, said that and wrote that in the 1830s. So when we exalt freedom, there's a freedom to do what? To embrace the good. And do we do that? Is the United States the place where we can make the most progress? We know that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church, and the church grows in Africa where Catholics are killed as they walk to Mass. I mean, Pakistanis become Christians. And so what have Americans done with their freedom? I mean, socialists, communists, and fascists for over 100 years have armed themselves to the teeth to tear us apart all the time. Yet our selfishness is more self-destructive all the time. In the name of total selfishness, we eradicate ourselves. Like, we want to erase ourselves by destroying children, by destroying families. And it even destroys the human spirit and the will to live, so that we deny God and despair of the spirit he has sent to us through his Son to give life. And it's only in that spirit can we live. There's always revolution talks. People in the United States are always hitting the streets with chaos and violence. And the mark of revolution, most of the time, is irrational, violent, and atheistic. In the beginning was the word, not in the beginning was the deed. In the beginning was the word. In the world without God, reason exists to justify action and rationalize evil. Ideas become instruments of power, and we see this always in the doctrines of race, class, and war, and power. Here's something safe to talk about. The 1920s and 30s. Fascism is about race. Italy, Germany, Spain. And socialist communism is always about class. Portugal, Mexico, Russia. And then power. Who gets to have power? Because everything we want to get rid of, all God, so we have atheism. And then who is going to have power to inflict all of that upon us or on each other? Today, we don't do the memorials of the saints because we're focusing on Independence Day, but there's a new saint who is today, Pier Giorgio Frassati, every girl's spiritual boyfriend. You know, I knew a young woman, and she always had a picture of Pier Giorgio Frassati on the dashboard of her car. And when she got married, her husband looked at her and says, isn't it time to take that down? And she goes, honey, that's my spiritual boyfriend. But Pier Giorgio Frassati, he was with Catholic Action in Italy, in the streets of where he lived, and he's in the middle of what? Fascists on one side, there's my right hand, fascists, and socialist communists on my left side, right? There they are, and they're at war with each other in the 1920s, and he's in the middle of all of that, trying to be faithful, praying with young people, going to Mass with young people, let's go climb the mountains together with young people, being faithful. He dies at age 24, dies polio. But he's in the middle of all that, trying to be faithful to God. He was in the midst of those two factions who vied for power with violence and being irrational. That is to say, to deny the use of reason that God has given us to exalt power over the truth. And the sin of selfishness always opens the door to the chaos of violence. But we know for freedom Christ set us free. We were called for freedom by God, but not to use freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but rather to serve one another through love. And we have the freedom in this country to love our neighbor, and the country exults in freedom. But are we living that freedom for the good of others and ourselves, for the good that is of God? And so that's why St. Paul, immediately after that, he speaks of all those terrible sins that divide and destroy people in their own hearts, families, nations. And then he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That is what really binds people together and sets the heart on Christ. So the community of faith in which we live this freedom is then to go out and bring the source of life and love and freedom to others. And that freedom is to live for Christ and to bring others to Him. Our country was born in an idealism of freedom that was unheard of. It was a combination of a republic and a democracy where every 21-year-old white male who owned property could vote and could do anything. Now, people say, that's so unjust. And why didn't everybody get to have that vote at a younger age? The answer is nobody had ever done this before. And America tried to have that. And it takes time to realize the freedom. Even Martin Luther King Jr., he does not go against the Constitution. He says, oh, that we would just live it. And so how do we live it? By ordering our lives to the author of freedom that we just sang in the last verse of the opening song. He's the author of liberty, and He is great God, our King. And how easy is that for us as Catholics? Because Christ is King, Cristo Rei. We know that. Christ is King. And that's the source and author of liberty. And that's the freedom in which we want to live. Irrational, violent atheism always grows, but the human spirit wants to breathe free. And so we are in a nation that is at the same time, it has two things going on. A yearning to breathe free and a spirit that wants to be fulfilled. And on the other side, one that breeds chaos, violence. That's where we are. Alexis de Tocqueville said also, 1830s, our posterity, that is to say, those who will come after us, will tend more and more to a division into only two parts. Some relinquishing Christianity entirely, and others returning to the Church of Rome. Think about that. He said in the 1830s, and that is where we are. People have a yearning to breathe free to have a spirit that is alive, and that can only happen in Jesus Christ. It cannot be in the chaos that we see on the opposite side of the street, perhaps, in our lives. There's another great song from the Civil War. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. The original verse is right there. For us, the verse can be, as he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, so that they may have life. People are searching and yearning for freedom. And at the same time, they want a structure that makes possible to have freedom. I just received another young man yesterday who wants to become Catholic. And I said, why do you want this? So tell me what's going on. He says, I want structure, which is not opposed to freedom. He wants to know who he, what it's all about, and have a foundation. And you Catholic folks, you guys seem to know. And so he wants that foundation, which is rooted in the truth of Jesus Christ, lived in our life of faith and the sacraments. And from that, we can breathe freely to allow the Spirit to work. And it comes forth from our life in faith. And that's what he wants. And I think that we need to understand that's what we have, and that's what we need to continue to desire to want. As Christ died to make us holy, let us die to ourselves and live to make men free, and to live those fruits of the Spirit, because it is only in Christ that we are free, and then to blossom in the fruits that he has prepared for us to live within.